Well, as you look back, did she have an enormous influence in the what they sometimes call the formative years? Did she leave her imprint pronouncedly on your
personality? No question about it. I say that there were several significant people in my life. One was my mother. My father died too early to be a big impact. My scoutmaster and my brother, who's alive, who's 3 years older than I am, lives in Washington.
Jay Hamilton?
Yeah, Jay Hamilton, my brother.
What'd you call him?
He was christened John, but he didn't like being John Smith, so he changed his name to Jay Hamilton, but that's something he took himself as a name.
If I may interrupt, there's something that brings back to mind. You recall, now you lived in very, very harsh circumstances from an economic standpoint, as I recall, when you were a small boy. In Memphis, was it?
Yeah.
One of the tales I remember...
Memphis, Tennessee, not Memphis, Michigan.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Frank.
You're in Illinois. Downstate Illinois, right? Yeah, there is a Memphis, Michigan, as you know, over there in Richmond.
Albie Kaufman, remember Albie?
Yeah.
Worked for the Detroit Times, no longer with us. One time, not long after you had come to Lansing, recited in an article that you and your brother, at some early stage in your life, had to alternate going to school because there was one suit of clothes that you had to share.
We did alternate in high school a couple of years. I was in, he was out, and vice versa.
But was it because you were so strapped in the family life?
There's nothing especially heroic about it. It's just a fact that between 1930 and 1940, we lived very close to the edge of starvation. I mean, literally. You know, there was no Social Security. It came in, kicked in about 35. Nobody had the required number of quarters, and there was no thing like ADC and stuff like that, and I think we were probably too proud to accept it if it had been available. But the three of us, my brother, my mother, and myself, we just hacked it best way we knew how for those 10 years.
You ate a lot of beans, big beans and stuff like
that? Ate a lot of cornmeal mush, which you could get for 10 cents a bag for 5 pounds and boil it, and it would fill up the void in your stomach. And I remember going to school, even high school, many times without any food at all. Didn't have anything in the house, no breakfast. And then we'd go through the morning and work in the cafeteria at noon. And, of course, the rules were the cafeteria workers couldn't eat until everybody else had eaten. And you could have what was left over. So I'd have usually watery spaghetti. But it just reminds you, you know, you can endure a lot of stuff.